Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Tomorrow, Steve Stone and I are going to talk baseball. He might have a Brooks Robinson thought. I'll ask him about Arenado and smooth defenders on tomorrow's show. We'll do other stuff too before the Cubs take the field. Damn, I didn't get to play the Zach Zaveman thing. I can ask Danny.
You can ask me.
Danny, there was something that I thought was entertaining last night from the Cubs radio broadcast.
It always is.
Because they were talking about the drive, the road trip that the broadcast team went on. If you didn't know, they took Pat and Coom and Zach and they drove themselves down to St. Louis. So a funny thing happened when Zach was talking about it with Coom, and he explained that this had happened before with the Bears broadcast team.
So the real quick story with the Bears broadcast team from a few years ago, we were out in New England, rented a car, didn't check the side mirrors. There's something wrong with both, you know, the mechanical thing that you... Here comes the 1-1. Carlson takes a ball outside, 2-1 the count to the Cardinals right fielder. Well, you know, there was no time to get a new rental car when we figured this out the next morning on our way to practice. And we were going to Foxborough from Providence. And, you know, there's a lot of traffic on the highway.
Were you driving?
I was driving.
Okay.
They lived to tell the story, but since I couldn't see, I was getting on the on-ramp, and we almost got hit by a semi. The pitch swung on and missed. Carlson way out in front, 2-2 the count.
God. So we will have to rethink about you driving tomorrow.
No, we've got side mirrors.
Well, we do. We just like
to keep
them.
So I've been hearing about it from everybody. You know, because the Mully and Haw show is very popular.
Yeah, and Tom was on it. Now, Tom, if I know you got my phone number. If you want to text and let me know if it's safe to have Z drive not, you can let me know privately or on the air if you'd like. I don't care.
Oh, that's so good.
I love when baseball stories get interrupted by baseball.
Which is almost every baseball story. Like, I haven't done baseball play-by-play since high school, and I obviously had no idea what the hell I was doing there. So you're not doing, like, you're not, like, interweaving stories professionally with, and now the 1-1 pitch. You just would sometimes miss a pitch. But I would think that every time you start to tell a story as a baseball broadcaster, it's just anxiety-ridden the entire time because it's like, oh, God, they can hit into a double play and end this story. Then do I start over or does the story die on the vine? What the hell happens? But that was pretty good. We almost got hit by a semi-truck, the 1-1 pitch.
Right.
That's
it's
good.
Just, it's so baseball. That
very baseball.
Here's the punchline and also here's the pitch.
Yeah, it's good. Man, how much baseball play-by-play have you done, if any?
A little bit of it. And I got, when we hit the White Sox, I got to do some of the White Sox interactive broadcast.
Okay.
So, you know, since I was already in Arizona, Mitch would be like, hey, go hang out with DJ for a few innings. And I was like, oh, great.
Yeah. That's fun. No, that's fun. It's just that I feel like that happens all the time.
It does. I mean, honestly, I think it's one of the best innovations that Mitch made, like as a PD. I always love those, whether it was me doing it, Ronji would do it a lot, where, sure, you're calling a little bit of play-by-play, but it was really just a talk show. the people that are really good at it, and we're lucky, like we've got a bunch of people that are really good at it, they call baseball here, that's what they're doing. Jason Benetti's doing a talk show.
Yeah.
Him and Steve Stone are doing a talk show. And there's baseball in it. And the great thing is you got Steve Stone there. So when you get back into play-by-play mode and you go, hey, what just happened? Stoney tells you, this is what happened. This is what's going to happen.
Well, and TV lends itself to that because you don't have to say, and the pitch.
Right.
Because I see that the pitch is happening. You just have to kind of give the footnote to that's caught by, I don't know, the left fielder on the red, say his name, right? Like you can kind of postscript all of the action with television play-by-play, whereas one of the things that we've learned with doing Spiegel Idol, when he does these fifth innings and then we have professional play-by-play guys critique him, one of the most consistent big thing is, he's like, Joe Buck said, you know, the moment of crisis is every next pitch. Like you, it always has to be the right-hander fires, the 2-1 pitch. Here comes the 3-2. Like you always, because you have to be on the action. You don't want to be reacting to the action. But in TV, you can be behind the action all you want.
And Boog, with his background as a talk show host,
yes,
it often is that too. With him and Sut, him, Sut and JD, him, Sut and Demp. Like it has that feel to it. I think, and maybe we're like, our view is skewed because we do this for a living, but I prefer that. Like I like that. There's a comfort into it, and it's evolved. You know, as we've gotten older, the genre and the performance of play-by-play teams has evolved. With White Sox fans, that's what you were getting with Hawk Harrelson, too.
Sure.
In the early parts of Hawk's career, he's doing all of the perfunctory play-by-play man stuff. But really what it was is you were hanging out with Hawk and Wimpy, or Hawk and DJ for 3 hours while there happened to be a baseball game going on.
Well, it would also be weird, and it happens sometimes with simulcasts or weird broadcast experiences, but like, and when they would do it for Dodgers games with Vin Scully, it was never weird because it was, you were just like watching God work.
Yeah,
but
you're mesmerized that one guy is just out here not only keeping you abreast of the action, but telling you amazing stories.
Right, but it's weird whenever I am watching a game on TV, but getting the radio broadcast, because I'm like, why are you telling? I see the 1-1 pitch. You know, I'd rather there be the talk show. You know, I like that Boog and JD, if they're into something and it's ball two, he doesn't need to say ball two.
Right.
It doesn't, in radio, I hear it hit the glove. You have to say ball outside and keep it going. When I went in to plug the radiothon the day before with Pat and Ron, you know, I get up into the booth and they hand me the headset and there's 60 seconds or whatever before the inning's going to start. The one thing Pat said was, he said, if the ball's in play, please stop talking. Otherwise, just plug what you will and I'll ask you questions and it'll be great. But that was like the one note that he gave me, because he is beholden to, okay, if they're going to hear ball hit glove and I'm not going to tell them
right. Ball
or strike because we're promoting this very important thing and he was happy to turn over half an inning to it, he's like, I'm happy to do that. What I'm not willing to do is ball in play. I got to tell people what's going on, which makes all the sense in the world. You'd be completely lost listening to radio without a good play-by-play guy.
You have to paint the picture for people.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I've done play-by-play on both radio and television. I prefer radio, but I think that might be because I'm a control freak.
That's interesting. Well, you're also, and I know you've done a lot of TV, but I don't think you would begrudge me saying this. You're a radio guy.
Yeah, I would say is the first thing on the resume.
Yeah,
even
and,
though I do TV.
Yeah, and you've got,
or done TV.
Yeah, but
am I done doing TV? I don't know.
I don't know if you are either, but you don't have 10,000 hours on TV. It's just hard to accumulate that many hours.
No, I think I'm probably up to 10,000 hours on TV.
Really?
Yeah, because there was the 5 years where I was, there's the 5 years that I was anchoring at Channel 5, and then
that's an hour at a time, right?
Yeah, but I mean for 5 years, and then
sure.
I was doing Sports Sunday every Sunday night, and then I was doing the morning show every morning over at 120 Sports, which became
okay. Stadium. Yeah,
that
was a long show.
And then you know, that was a 3-hour show that turned into a 2-hour show, and then you add in all of the stuff over at NBC, I'm probably right there.
Okay, no, that's more than I would have than I would have thought, but it's they're different, and so it doesn't surprise me that. I guess I would have assumed that you've certainly logged more radio hours than TV hours.
Yeah, so, like in a year.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
4-hour show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just it wouldn't surprise me if you prefer radio play by play to it also. But also, it's more. It is more mechanical, right? Like you can learn the mechanics of it.
It's easier
and execute it. Whereas with TV. It's the talk show format, but when do you drop in the mechanics? When do you postscript it? When do you get on the call? I would imagine it's tougher.
And there's lots more people in your ear. Like, no one's really in Pat's ear.
Right.
Meanwhile.
They hand him a read occasionally.
Right. Meanwhile, you know, Mark Brady is in.
Yeah.
Adam Amin's ear and in Jason Benetti's ear. You've got the director that is sometimes in your ear. So it's. But when you have a great partner, like that's the beauty of it. When you have Steve Stone, like it just makes things. It's a cheat code, man.
Sure,
like it's a straight up cheat code.
Yeah.
And Benetti's really bleeping good.
He's crazy good
at doing it.
He's crazy good at it. Boog's crazy good at it. You're right. We're very lucky in this town because they make something difficult look easy. And the moments, if there are ever any. Where it's the conversation comes like screeching to a halt or there's something awkward or whatever. They're both awesome at steering into it, laughing at themselves, and keeping it moving. I'm a big fan of my guy Ryan Lefevre, and Rex Hudler is a dear friend of mine. But there were times when Rex Hudler would steer that broadcast into a ditch, and it would take a minute to get out of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm just being honest. Like it lingered for a bit, and Steve Fizioc fills in, and he's a totally capable broadcaster, and him and Hud are very close. They drive the games together. But, like, it's not the same. Like, it's not the same in every major league market as having Boog Sciambi and Jason Benetti steering your ship, even if it does get derailed by your color guy.
I caught some of their vibe. I went out a couple of summers ago, and the Cubs were playing in Surprise. So the ballpark, you know, that's shared with the Royals and the Rangers. And I caught some of their vibe.
Yeah, it's different.
It's very different.
Yeah. And Lefevre's good. And I like Ryan, but he's – what's the best way to say this somewhat delicately, even though this won't get back to him? He's – a baseball broadcaster.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? But like, he is a baseball broadcaster. Whereas I feel where Jason Benetti and Boog Sciambi are broadcasters. They are play-by-play men. They can do TV. They can do radio. They can do basketball. They can do baseball. They can do football. They are personalities. They are storytellers, right? Lefevre is a baseball broadcaster. And so then you pair him up with Rex Hudler, who's a genuine crazy person.
Yes.
And it's like
they were super nice.
Oh, they're the nicest guys in the world. I love both of them. It's just it's a funny pairing because Ryan is like living on the edge if he puts sprinkles on his vanilla ice cream, and Rex Hudler thinks the moon is a planet. Like, you know what I mean? Like they are just not on the same wavelength in that way. And so it's a different type of situation.
I've told Benetti this, so I'm not speaking out of school. I love that he's the play-by-play man of the White Sox. He's really bleeping good at basketball. Like, really good. He was calling the final, well, not the Final Four, it was the NCAA tournament. And I was listening to him call a game. It was a crazy game that Oregon was playing in. And his ability to take the energy of the game and amplify it to the listener is amazing. He is able to convey what is happening. And not just, that was an incredible dunk, but the way that the building feels, he's able to tune his tuning fork to that and then give it to you as a listener. I didn't care about the game at all. I had no money on the game. I wasn't in a bracket. I sat in my car and listened to him do 10 minutes of that game because he was killing it.
Yeah, he's incredible, man. And I probably talk about it too much, and he's a buddy of mine, but I've said the same thing. I mean, it's in play that he gets Monday Night Football eventually. Like, it's in play that he calls the NBA Finals. It's not likely because, I mean, Kevin Harlan never got network number one, right? Like, you can be a great broadcaster.
I mean, he gets the Super Bowl on Westwood, though.
On radio. My point is, I think that Kevin Harlan is about as good of a game caller for excitement as there's ever been in the game.
I love him.
Who doesn't?
He's so great. Like, I just think about the ad-libs that he does.
Yeah, he's great.
Even when we're talking about a streaker or a squirrel on the field, like, I'll never get over him getting the CDW ad copy. And I'm like, yeah. It's such a geeky, like, broadcastery thing.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat is taking the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, near the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch and run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday night
right.
football,
yeah,
not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
Who brought the
walking.
Cat?
He's walking to the three.
That's a good question.
He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, kind of like Barkley and Elliott. But he didn't know where to go. Look, they're trying to corner him. And they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands. And the fans are running for their line. Now it goes back on the field again. And it's running in the back of the end zone. And it runs up the tunnel.
God, he stayed on the call the whole damn time. But just commitment to the bit. 100% I'm staying on the call.
It's so great.
It is great.
CDW should have that playing on a loop.
Yeah, well, sometimes just something falls into your lap as a company and you have to capitalize on it. Like Chick-fil-A with this Giannis thing.
Yes,
CDW
Sprite 2.
Sprite 2, absolutely. Although, half lemonade, half Sprite, is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I'd probably go...
I just like each of them individually so much. So I guess I like bacon, I like cheeseburgers, I like bacon cheeseburgers. But I would never think to combine those two things.
If it were me, I'd want ginger ale with lemonade. Like, that would be my concoction.
So just carbonated lemonade is what you're going for there.
So great.
I've never made that move.
Sunkiss used to have, I don't know if they still do it, but the Sunkiss sparkling lemonade, one of the greatest inventions in the history of Earth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And you're not one for hyperbole.
I'm totally hyperbolic.
Greatest history. Yeah,
one of the greatest inventions in the history of Earth.
The airplane, the cell phone, the carbonated lemonade.
Maybe switch those.
Birth control. Yeah. They're all in there. It's on the Mount Rushmore of inventions with carbonated lemonade. But yeah, well, it happened kind of under the radar. It happened late in the season, just to back to the broadcaster thing. And Benetti, he got NBA games for ESPN.
Yeah.
And they have a very small rotation of people who do NBA games for ESPN. He got, I think it was a Nuggets game. It was a West Coast game. I saw them tweet out the broadcast pairing and I was like, oh, word? Really?
Yeah.
Like, you cracked that lineup? So, I mean, it's
him and Vince Carter, right?
Yeah. So that, right. Very good. So yeah, he does college football games and he sometimes gets the game that's right out of game day, which is about as good of a lead-in as you can get for Saturday college football. There are definitely bigger college football matchups that he could get, but he gets good matchups for college football. He gets great college basketball assignments, works with Dokic, Bill Walton. I mean, he works with their top analysts.
And Bill Walton adores him.
Adores him. He gets the gig in Maui every year, which is about as plum of a college basketball assignment that ESPN hands out. And now he's on, like, he's one of four, I think, play-by-play guys for
the
NBA,
Maui Jim Beach Boy.
For NBA at ESPN. So, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Jason Benetti could do, if he stays with ESPN, rise to the top of that and, like, replace Mike Breen. Or who knows what this Monday Night Football booth will look like and replace Steve Levy. Like, that is in play for Jay. He is a one percenter.
Speaking of which, is Steve Levy doing both Monday Night Football and the hockey? Because I thought that he was going to be the lead guy on hockey.
I know that they said they're bringing the Monday Night Football booth back, and I know that Monday Night Football will trump hockey. So if he is doing...
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. So I know if he's doing hockey, he's doing Monday Night Football. But what hasn't been announced yet, and I haven't talked to Benetti about this, how many people you think are vying for that job of the Manning megacast to be the host or go-between or play-by-play guy or whatever you want to call?
That's the spot you want to be in, because that... their commitment to Peyton Manning, like their courtship of him, has been from before he retired.
Right.
Peyton Places is
great.
A really fabulous show. Like, I love it.
Well, and so, right, don't you think, and I wasn't here last Friday when the news broke, but my thought initially was that they basically said to Peyton Manning, What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And we'll create something for it. And their hope is that he likes it so much that he eventually takes over Monday Night Football.
Maybe, but he's got the show now with Eli and with Arch, not Archie, not Arch, with
Cooper.
Cooper. Like, they've got that game show that they're doing too.
Right. I mean, I just,
I would have never, I mean, I know that he's had a lot of performer in him and he's been great whenever he's hosted Saturday Night Live. I always expected him to drift more to the executive side of football.
Well, because his brain is a computer for it.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's still, but I think that's still in play. Like, I don't think that goes away. Like, he could be doing the Theo thing where he's just waiting for
the right opportunity
and ownership, right? Like, to be a part of an ownership group, and then I make myself the executive.
And that's a guy that's going to get approved. Like, a lot of people have to kind of,
yeah. It's Sean McDonough.
So McDonough's doing...
is the lead for NHL for ESPN.
Okay.
Not
I
Steve
thought,
Levy.
I thought Steve Levy was in there, but I was wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but if it's just going to be the Manning Brothers talk show, or if they're going to put a broadcaster in there to help tee him up, but that's a sweet gig.
Yeah, even if you watch... Look, I'm now giving Peyton Manning like three different commercials, but... the Peyton Manning details thing that they do on ESPN Plus, the stuff that he did breaking down the Super Bowl, like talking about both quarterbacks and him literally going through the film with
I didn't watch it.
Oh,
is
you
it
gotta
awesome?
Watch it.
I watched the Kobe ones when Kobe did detail for like Jason Tatum,
yeah,
and guys, and it was great.
All of those, like, anytime you can get that type of insight, but specifically like him breaking down Mahomes.
I missed it.
So he did breaking down both of them coming into the Super Bowl, and then broke down both of them after the game was over. Him talking about Tom Brady and his command, and he's very honest. He's like, Tom missed this throw. Let me tell you why. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Mahomes made an incredible throw here. Let me explain what was going on the play. He's so good at it that I could listen to him for hours do that. Does that mean that in the context of a Monday night broadcast, I would find it entertaining? Probably. But I do know that the produced stuff that he does for ESPN is some of the best stuff in broadcasting, period.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. I love Peyton Places. I have ESPN Plus. I will definitely check it out.
I think that you would love what he was, you know, the Mahomes breakdown and him knowing Tom so well.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's great. I mean, what job would you hire him for sight unseen if you were like running a team? Like if Peyton Manning came to you and
said, if I'm an owner of an NFL team.
Yeah. And say, okay, you've never been a GM. Would you hire him to be the GM? You've never been a coach. Would you hire him to be the coach?
He would be president of football operations.
Okay.
Immediately.
I agree with you. And you just bank on the football brain and that he'll figure it out.
And because you know that there's some guys that you might have to worry about this with. I know that Peyton's going to come in that day and start preparing himself for wherever he thinks he might be weak, whether it's understanding the salary cap, getting an idea of what agents like.
Well, yeah, you hire the cap guy for that, right?
No, but I mean, your president of football operations needs to understand that stuff too.
Sure.
he, whatever it is that I'm going to ask him to do, he's going to be prepared. And that would give me confidence to give him any job inside of a football organization because I know what he's going to put into it.
Right. The one that I would wonder about is head coach, honestly.
I don't think he would want it.
I don't either. I'm just saying, but of the big football jobs, like it feels like I'd love it for him to be the offensive coordinator. Like, that would be the dream, right? Coach up your quarterback and design an offensive game plan. Like, that's the one that is most a no-brainer for what his known skill set.
I keep wondering when it comes to Peyton as a coach.
It's too small of a job for him.
I 100% agree. And I also wonder if he can – it's like the Jordan thing where – yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, when Larry Bird coached the Pacers and he was like, why can't everyone do what I can do?
I might not be able to. It's like my dad in chess when he's trying to explain chess to me. I'm like, no, that's what you do.
Right.
I can't. My brain doesn't work like that. I need help. And you being like, oh, you should just feel it. No, that doesn't help me.
It'd be cool to be.
I'm an idiot.
It'd be cool to be the quarterback prospect drafted by Peyton Manning. Oh, that guy trusted me.
Like, yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
That would feel pretty great.
But it's like trading with Bill Belichick. I'd be terrified every time. It's like, ugh, maybe I'm wrong.
All right, since we're having fun playing hypotheticals, I know you got to go.
Bill Fichtner didn't have cell service last time, so he's coming on at 2:30.
Oh, then I should just...
No, you're good. You're good.
If you could pick any living quarterback right now to take Justin Fields out to dinner, who would it be? You only get one.
Any living quarterback to take Justin Fields out to dinner? Peyton Manning.
It'd be Peyton. It wouldn't be TB?
No.
Not Drew Brees?
No, it's Peyton. Peyton's... I've never seen a quarterback control a game with his mind like Peyton Manning. Four Super Bowls with four different coaches. It was his system. Brady is the winner, and he could talk to you about clutch moments and intangibles, which matters, but I think sometimes we... glorify it because it's easy to like put the narrative on it.
He's also been really great though. Like, it's not
a knock. It's, you know what I mean? I don't mean it to sound like a knock. I just mean like, I don't know that you can teach that thing over dinner that Tom Brady has, right? It's just like cool under pressure. You got to be in the moment. There would be some football wisdom that could absolutely be imparted. Like if I said, hey, Peyton, you're taking Justin Fields out to dinner. I want you to watch him. Watch all of his tape from Ohio State last year.
He already has.
And then just tell him what you see at that dinner. I think that's probably the thing that helps Justin Fields more than anyone else.
I think it's a good answer.
I mean, yeah, but those are the two guys. Yeah, I mean, Mahomes would be fun, but he would have some of that, like, you just can't do what he can do sort of thing to him.
Yeah, you just, you know, throw off platform.
Yeah.
What? You mean like when you're perpendicular? Like, no, parallel? You're parallel? Just swing it 30 yards?
Yeah, that's
while
all.
You're parallel?
That's all. That's all you got to do.
Okay, I'm going to try that. See how it goes for me.
It's ridiculous. Cannot wait, by the way. Team started training camp today.
That's right. Bears, Jerry Jones is crying on TV.
Bears 1 week from today. Bill Fichtner in about 6 minutes. Dave Wannstedt's going to show up in studio sometime in the 3 o'clock hour.
Terrific.
Bart Winkler with a parade recap from Milwaukee. And at 3 o'clock, Shane has some not yet reported information on Yermin Mercedes, actually.
Okay.
And he is going to share what he knows about Yermin Mercedes coming up at 3 o'clock.
Sounds like a show. I will see you Monday.
See you Monday. Cubs day game tomorrow. Have a good day, Lawrence.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.